Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Oh, for Tribe Entertainment.
Driving into
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth, and also waking up Jacob. We find ourselves today, this week, even in these last days, with very important questions that we must begin to ask ourselves. And before I forget, on our Sunday program, we will begin our start time at 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. But we must begin to ask ourselves some very important questions. And the most important question that you can ask yourself today is, what should we be seeking? Surely we should be seeking something today. And what is it? Well, the Creator lets us know the very thing that we should be seeking. As a matter of fact, the Creator lets us know what time it is. And we're going to go over these things today because there's certain divine reasons to seek Yah today. There are seven divine ways to seek Yah. And truly, it is the time to seek our Creator. I just want you to see something. In the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter. What should we be seeking today? Why aren't we doing it? Is it because we don't know how? Is it because we don't have vision, purpose? Every day, I hear about some type of adversity that has fallen upon our people, whether it's in our families, whether it's in our congregations, whether it's in our cities, or our nation overall. Whether it's with leadership, whether it's with the husbands or the wives, or whether it's with your sons or your daughters, adversity is rampant. Rather, it's with the elders and the leaders that cause the people to err. Whether it's with the men or the women, we find ourselves in adversity, a lot of adversity. And wisdom teach us that we still have not got into the cradle of adversity that is prophesied to come. In the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter, this is what it says, starting at the 12th verse. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. And why would we want to do that? Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yahweh. It is time to seek Yahweh. Till he comes and rains righteousness upon you. How long must we be of two opinions? How long must we accept the conditions of strife and division? How long will we refuse to be like Pharaoh? In other words, we refuse to humble ourselves. How long will we harden our heart towards one another and towards the Creator Himself? Total confusion we find ourselves in as Israelites. And this should not be surprising or shocking, because we in the land of confusion, a land called Babylon, full of confusion. And we have drunk from the cup of confusion. So now, as drunken people will be, they will just look foolish and confused. No sign of focus whatsoever. And because it's everybody, who will stand up and tell the people, let your family know, let your congregation know, let the men and the women know, the sons and the daughters know, that it's time to seek Yahweh. Look what it says. 13th verse. You have plowed wickedness. You have reaped iniquity. You don't know what iniquity looked like? You have eaten the fruit of lies, because you did trust in your way, in the multitude of your mighty. So we have this false sense of might and strength. We're not strong at all. Because the way Yahweh measures strength is on the inner part, not on the outward part. And I just want to show you reasons, seven reasons, why one not only should be seeking Yahweh, but seven divine reasons to let you know it's time to seek Yahweh. And then we want you also to know the seven ways. Because once you reconcile that you have to seek the Most High, now you have to actually execute doing it. And I'm going to show you seven ways to do it. Well, first, let's just get right down to the nitty-gritty so you can understand why we must seek God. And we just read one of them in Hosea 10 and 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, which is thy hard heart. For it is time to seek Yahweh until he comes and rain righteousness upon you. See, Yahweh is looking to rain righteousness down. But you got to seek him for this rain to come down. And really, that's number two. I just jumped ahead since I was here. Let me show you number one. And you'll find this in the book of Proverbs 28. Let us turn there. We're talking about the seven divine reasons to seek Yahweh. Of course, one of those reasons is he will bring righteousness down to us. We don't have no blueprint on righteousness other than the fact to seek the Most High. And when you go through all your trials and tribulations, your adversity, your division, difference of opinion, why can't we be wise enough to say, okay, well, let us seek Yahweh on this and let Yahweh be the judge. And let's see the power of Elohim. How is that too hard to ask? Is that too much to do? Is that not enough? Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 28. In the book of Proverbs 28, the fifth verse, it says, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yahweh understand all things. Here it is. Yahweh tell us all over the scriptures, if we seek him, we will find him. And little do people know, the very thing that we will find in seeking the Most High is understanding. And not just understanding of all things. In other words, Yahweh will open up the knowledge of Elohim to us. And once the knowledge of Elohim is opened up to us, then, and only then, can the crooked things be made straight. Only then can the law be magnified and made honorable. And why? Because now we understand things we didn't understand before. And how do we go about doing that? That is seeking Yahweh. Seeking him. This is why it's so important to seek him. That's why it is the time to seek Yahweh. Let me show you another reason why it's so important to seek the Most High. In the book of Ezra, let us turn there. I love this scripture here in Ezra, the 8th chapter. Watch this. We're talking about the things that we should be seeking. In the book of Ezra, the 8th chapter, because we got to come to the undeniable truth that it's time to seek Yahweh. And brothers and sisters, I'm just being honest with you. You have not done it. You have not sought the Most High. And it's only because you don't understand the reasons why it's so important to seek Him and the way you must seek Him. And right now, we're just talking about the reasons. One, you understand all things. You think some people, they pick up this book and they can't understand simple things such as there is no Savior other than Yahweh. There is no other Elohim. I know not any. Why do you think it's so hard for them to understand Shema Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Echad, Heil Israel, Yah our Elohim, Elohim, Yahweh is one? Why do you think that's simple to those who understand? But those that don't seek the Most High will never understand those simple truths. But if you understand that, then you should be standing, calling out, on the top of the highest mountain, let us seek Yahweh. Where are the leaders and elders that's calling to seek the Most High? In the book of Ezra, the 8th chapter, look what he would do. To seek the Most High. Watch what it says. Start at the 21st verse. Then I proclaimed fasting at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our Elohim. Now, why would you do that, Ezra? Why would you want to afflict yourself? And why would you want to fast? And watch what it says. To seek of Him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. What about our little ones? What about us? And what about the right way? For I was ashamed to require the king a band of soldiers, horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we have spoken to the king, saying, the hand of our Elohim is upon all them for good that seek Him. But His power and His wrath is against all them that forsake Him. See the difference? We either do one or the other. Either we seeking the Most High, or we forsaking the Most High, and it don't look like we seeking Him at all. Not in unity, not together, not as one. 23rd verse. So we fasted and saw our Elohim for this. And this is the part I wanted you to see. Because we're talking about the reasons to seek Yahweh. Because watch what it says. So we fasted and sought our Elohim for this, and he was entreated of us. In other words, he heard their prayer. He actually heard their prayer. So not only will we understand all things, not only will he rain righteousness down to us, but he will answer our prayer. Who don't want prayer answered? You mean to tell me all we have to do is seek Yahweh and we're going to start understanding things that we didn't understand? Righteousness is going to rain down to us because now we understand things? Yahweh said it is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. So he will magnify the law and make it honorable. And it will be honorable if you understand some things. But then you will realize, because you understand all things, that he answered prayers as he did our forebears. My goodness. What about in the book of First Chronicles, the 28th chapter? I want to read this. Let me show you another reason to seek Yahweh. At some point in time, you're going to have to mean that heart. And if your heart is as heavy as mine is today, and really every day, not just because what I see and hear and go through every day, but my heart is heavy for the time to come. Because I know the adversity that we find ourselves in today is nothing compared to where we will be in the near future. And you have to ask yourself, what did you do to prepare yourself for the adversity to come? Yahweh said it's the end of a thing. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And brothers and sisters, we in the end of a thing. Watch what it says. First Chronicles, the 28th chapter. The 9th verse. Watch what David would say to his son. And you, Solomon, my son, know you the Elohim of your father. Then we don't keep bringing to you, telling you about the knowledge of Elohim. This is what David said. Know you the Elohim of your father. Serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For Yahweh searches all hearts and understands all the imagination of the thoughts. This is the reason why you want to seek him. Watch what it says. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Who wants to be cast off? And who wants to be found? But to be found, Yahweh just let know all we need to do is seek him. Why do you think we're calling a 40-day, 40-night fast is to seek the Most High. This is one of the reasons, and definitely a reason why one should seek the Most High. But every Israelite should be calling to seek the Most High. Every Israelite should be seeking Him in unity. All the leaders should be calling, talking about, and teaching that it's time to seek Yah. But why aren't they? Instead of on Facebook, they talking about all kind of wild things in our community. When you hear these wild things, when you hear this gross abominations that leaders and others have wrought, if that don't tell you that it's time to seek Yahweh, I don't know what's going to tell you. And what have we done to you thus far? We're going to understand all these. He will rain righteousness down to us. He would actually answer our prayer just by seeking Him. And number four, He will be found of us. And I love this number five. I just love it. Watch this in the book of Isaiah 55. And we're just talking about the reasons to seek Yahweh. Isaiah 55. My goodness. We don't know it is time to seek Yah. It's time to seek Him. And we're going to go over these things in detail so you can know what it means to understand all things. What do Yahweh mean about that? What do Yahweh mean about raining righteousness down to us? How will He do that? The scriptures actually talk about it. Or answering our prayer. And what does it mean that we don't found the Most High? But watch number five, Isaiah 55. And we're going to start reading. It's a verse. This is what it says. Seek you Yahweh while He may be found. Call you upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahweh, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our Elohim. And this is the reason why you want to seek Him. For He will abundantly pardon. What does the word abundantly mean? That means He will do it big way. And nobody needs more pardoning than us. We need to be pardoned because we have been wicked. We have went amiss. We have seen it. So therefore, we need to know that it's time to seek Yahweh so He can abundantly pardon. So He can have mercy. we dealt with last week. But what is number six? Number one, we want to understand some things. That's the only reason why we are of two different opinions anyway. Because we don't understand all things right now. Well, some may, but as a unit, we don't. And why? Because as a unit, we're not seeking Yahweh together. We don't know what it looked like for righteousness to be rained down. There's scriptures that describe and tell you how this righteousness is brought to us. But you don't know if we don't seek Yahweh. And what does it actually look like to have your prayers answered? You don't know until you seek Yah, for it is time to seek Yah. Matter of fact, why would the scripture even tell you it is time to seek Yah? Because Yahweh knows the mass majority of the people are not seeking Him. They're not doing that. Number four. You think you done found Yahweh, but you haven't found Him. Because if you found Him, then you will see His Spirit resting upon you. You will begin to do wondrous things. Things nobody else is doing. And number five, if you seek Him, He will abundantly pardon. And watch this. In Psalms 34. All we're dealing with right now is reasons to seek Yahweh. Because then you got to deal with the way that you seek Yahweh. Psalms 34. And watch what this says. In the book of Psalms 34, tenth verse, it says, young lions. This is the six reasons to seek Yahweh. Young lions do lack and suffer hunger, even though you don't think they do, but they do. They that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing. You're not even going to want a good thing because you're going to have every good thing. So it won't even be a desire to want something that you already have. See the blessings of Yah, how He will bless you. You won't lack no good thing. How, Yahweh, if you seek Him? If you seek Him, how can we not seek the Most High after reading, after hearing, after having the knowledge of Elohim, the reasons to seek Him? We won't lack no good thing. I mean, no good thing. It says He will not lack any good thing. Who Yahweh, be thou seeking. What else? He will abundantly pardon. What else? He will be found then. What else? He will actually answer our prayers. He will rain righteousness down to us. And we will understand all things. And Yahweh always say the best last. That's why he said better is the end of a thing. Better is the end of a thing. And let me show you the seventh thing, which represents the end. And you'll read this in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. Look what Yahweh said here. Just by virtues of seeking him. Remember what Yahweh said he would do. And you mean to tell me you will read this and then you just have to think about seeking the Most High? Or you'll consider seeking the Most High? Or let me pray on seeking the Most High? Or let me study on seeking the Most High? That's what you will say after getting the reasons why you should be seeking the Most High? Watch what it says in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, 14th verse. Our people know about horror, but undoubtedly, they don't understand it at all, which is the first thing. They will understand all things. Watch what it says, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Look what Yahweh said he would do. Because all these things you have to do when you go to seek his face, it says, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. My goodness, what will happen if my people, what you call by my name, do these things? And why can't we do these things? Why aren't we doing these things? Why aren't we calling for these things to be done? Prayer is the state of emergency to fulfill the very reasons why we should seek the Most High. Where's the vision? Where is the action? And not only that, we reading the reasons why we should be seeking Yahweh. But then there's a lot of things that we have to do. And I want you to see seven ways you can seek the Most High. Seven ways on how to seek the Most High. So you will just have a reason to do it. You will know how to do it. And how to do it will establish the knowledge you have and your purpose and reason to do it. Let me show you one of these scriptures. One is in the book of Hosea. Hosea the 5th chapter. I want you to see this. there's a lot of prophecy. When it comes to this, in the book of Hosea, we're going to read the 14th and the 15th verse. We talked about the reason to seek Yah. Let's talk a little bit about the ways on how to seek the Most High. In the book of Hosea, chapter the 14th and the 15th verse, one of the ones, watch this, for I will be to Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah, I tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him. This is what Yahweh would do when he's angry. And watch what he says in the 15th verse. Watch this. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. Can we tell you we got to seek Yahweh's face? In their affliction, they will seek me earnestly. In their affliction. And so what do that mean? That means either you're going to do it willingly, where you will afflict yourself, as Moses did, as Ezra did, as Daniel did, as many of our fathers would do. Or you would just sit and wait until Yahweh afflicts you. You, under the impression that this 400-year captivity was your affliction. And it is your affliction. But the Creator said, this affliction, and you shall be afflicted for 400 years, because that's what your enemies was going to do to you. But have you seen the affliction of Yahweh? See, this is where people getting all confused and mixed up. Yahweh don't afflict people like our enemies afflict us. And these 400 years is what our enemies did. But you're about to see what Yahweh will do. And I'll show you an example of what Yahweh will do. So what are the ways? What is this telling us in the book of Hosea, the 5th chapter? That in our affliction, we will seek him earnestly. In other words, we will go to him early, we will go to him often, and we will do it with all heart, soul, and mind. And right now, we're already behind time, because Yahweh has already let us know it is time to seek him. That's why we must break up the fallow ground. That is why we must sow unto ourselves in righteousness. That is why we must reap the mercy. Because it's time to seek Yahweh. We can't see it now. No, we can't. And why? Because we hadn't sought him to understand all things. That is why. And I keep telling our people, we have not sought the Most High. So we have to see him early. We can't wait. and think we got time to seek Yahweh. No, we in the time to seek Yahweh. And almost past the time. And I just want you to see real quick, there is a time limit on this. You need to know that. And let me show you that in the book of Proverbs. So you won't think, you can wait to get to the wilderness. You won't think, well, I can wait to get to the Holy Land. You won't think, well, I can wait until the stock market falls. This is the silly stuff that our people will say. In the book of Proverbs, this is what it says. The 27th verse. Proverbs, the first chapter, the 27th verse. Watch what it says. 1 and 27. When your fear comes, and desolation, and your destruction comes as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish comes upon you, because you think you're in anguish now, you think you in distress now, you think there's destruction now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Watch what it says. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. Why? Because it's here. Why? Because he done already sent the whirlwind to do what it's supposed to do. Why? Because the distress and anguish is coming because you never even sought him. But now you want to call upon him, it's too late. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me earnestly, but they shall not find me. Yahweh, I thought you said if I seek you, you shall find me. Well, you waited too long. You waited too long. Watch what it says. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yahweh. They would none of my counsel, and they devise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning of the way of the fool shall slay them. The prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoever listens to me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Those who listen. It is up to you, brothers and sisters, whether you want to listen or not. They will seek him early. But not only they will seek him early, they will fear the Most High, and this is how they would actually do it. Watch this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. Now we're talking about the way. We talked about the reason. Now this is the way you seek him. Do it early. You don't wait till the last minute. You don't wait till the handwriting on the wall when everybody can see it. See, nobody see nothing right now. They don't see the desolation, the anguish, the calamity right this moment. They don't see none of that. They still waiting for the other shoe to fall off. Well, by the time the other shoe fall off, it's going to be too late. You got to see Yahweh early. Deuteronomy 4. And not only seek him early, watch this. when you seek him early, tell you what has to happen. In the 27th, in Yahweh, shall scatter you among the nations, where we are today, and you shall be left few number among the heathen. And we are where Yahweh leads you. There you shall serve idols, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. So watch the 29th verse. But if from there you shall see Yahweh your Elohim, where he scattered us, you shall find him. If you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. So in other words, we got to seek him early, but we got to seek him with all our heart and we got to seek him with all our soul. And we need to understand what it means to seek Yahweh with all our heart and all our soul. When you are in tribulation, and all these things have come upon you, even in the latter days, if you turn to Yahweh your Elohim and shall be obedient to his voice, he will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which you swore to them. People have forgotten that covenant. They forgot it. They forgot how to establish the covenant. They forgot how to execute and honor the covenant of our fathers. You don't just inherit the covenant by doing nothing. You inherit the covenant by seeking Yahweh. Didn't it say, but if from there you shall seek him, you shall find him? If you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul, that's how you got to do it. You got to seek him early, number one. Then, number two, you got to seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. Is what you got to do. What about another way that you must seek the Most High? In the book of, watch this, 1 Kings, another scripture that I love. We're going to start reading at the 25th verse. This is what it said, 1 Kings 21 and 25. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself for wickedness in the sight of Yahweh, whom Jezebel, his wife, stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols, according to all things as did the Amorites, whom Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth upon his flesh, fast and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. And the word of Yahweh came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, see you how Ahab humbles himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. Now you see another way that we must seek Yahweh. We got to humble ourselves, brothers and sisters. And how did wicked, abominable Ahaz humble himself? He fasted. He put on sackcloth. He went softly, not boldly, not loudly, not arrogantly, pridefully, haughtily, softly. Here it is. Right now in America, we should all be walking soft. People should barely notice us. People should barely hear us. Because we humbled ourselves. But no, we walking around like we got rights. We're walking around like we deserve something. We walking around like we better than everybody. We walking around like we blessed and highly favored. We walking around like somebody has wronged us and we didn't wrong nobody. But we got it all twisted. We got it all backwards. We actually are confused. We need to humble ourselves, people. We got to see Yahweh early. We got to seek him with all our heart and all our soul. And we got to humble ourselves through fasting. This is how all our great fathers, this is what they would do in humbling themselves before the Most High, because they understood their great abominations. Watch this. Another way to see Yahweh is in the book of Psalms. Psalms 50. Look what it says. In the book of Psalms 50, this is what it says. Fifth verse. Gather the saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Where is our sacrifices, brothers and sisters, to Yahweh? Not bullocks, not rams, not goats, not sheep, not turtle doves. Not even flour. Where's our sacrifices? Our sacrifices of righteousness. That's what it says in the sixth verse. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. Why? Because that's what the saints will gather themselves together to do. Make their covenant with Yahweh by sacrifice. They will give up something. They will sacrifice something. What will you sacrifice of Yahweh? So Yahweh can hear you. So Yahweh can forgive you. For Yahweh to heal you. These are the things, these are some of the ways that we got to do to seek Yahweh. Seek Him early. Seek Him with all our heart and all our soul. We're going to have to fast, people. We got to fast. We got to gather ourselves together. And call upon Him together. And seek Him together. Fast together. And look, that would it tell us in the book of Second Chronicles, the 15th chapter, if you turn there, just so you can see for yourself what will happen if you do these things. Watch this, Second Chronicles 15. So you won't think what I'm telling you. It's not the truth. This is the truth. Watch what it is. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, first verse, and the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Obed. And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear you, Asa, and all Yehudah and Benjamin, Yahweh is with you, for you are with Him. And if you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you." Now for a long season, Israel has been without the true Elohim, without a teaching priest, and without the law. That's what it looks like today. But we have these things. You won't know it if you don't seek Yahweh. But when they in their trouble did turn unto Yahweh Elohim of Israel and sought Him, He was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. But great turmoil was upon all the inhabitants of the countries, and nations was destroyed by nations, city by city. For Elohim did trouble them with all adversity. And listen, the adversity is coming. You don't even have to guess. You don't even have to imagine. It's coming. Be you strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words, and the prophecy of Obed the prophet, he took courage, put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Yehudah and Yahman, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of Yahweh, that was before the porch of Yahweh. And he gathered all Yehudah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance when they saw that Yahweh Elohim was with him. So our people, they just want to come together just to be together. No, you got to put away these idols. You got to put away that New Testament. You got to put away anything that is an offense to Yahweh. Watch what it says. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third one in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto Yahweh the same time of the spoil which they brought, 700 oxen, 7,000 sheep. And this is the part that I want you to see. And they entered into a covenant to seek Yahweh Elohim of their fathers. with all their heart and with all their soul. Why can't we do that? What is the holdup? What has Yahweh did that we are delaying to seek him? What is his offense? And what sin did he commit? Our fathers were so adamant about seeking Yahweh. Watch what it says. 13th verse. That whoever will not seek Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, shall be put to death with the small or great, whether man or woman. Now do you see how serious they are and what they would do to seek Yahweh? And let me show you the last two things that we would do that we've been talking about. It's one thing to fast for your sin. We'll do that on a day's only. It's one thing to put sackcloth on you, and we do on the Day of Atonement. But who do this? And we're going to go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter. Who would do this? To seek the Most High. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter, and we're going to read so you can understand this thing. Eleven verse. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that Yahweh gave me two tables of stone, evil tables of the covenant. And Yahweh said to me, "Arise, get you down quickly from here, for your people, which you are brought forth out of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image." Watch what it says. "Furthermore, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out the name from under heaven. And I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they." So I turned, and I came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the two tables of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against Yahweh your Elohim, and had made a molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way which Yahweh had commanded you. And I took the two tables, cast them out of my two hands, broke them before your eyes, and I fell down before Yahweh." Why would you fall before Yahweh, Moses? This is what the people did. "And at the first." And what did you do the first time, Moses? 40 days and 40 nights. "I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins which you have sinned and doing wickedly in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of anger and hot displeasure with which Yahweh was angry against you to destroy you. But Yahweh listened to me at that time also. Are you not afraid of the anger and the hot displeasure of Yahweh? The anger that he prophesied that he will return with? The anger that we so deserve? The anger that is so justified that he should have? If Moses fell down 40 days and 40 nights, a man of understanding, a man that stood before Yahweh face to face as a man speaking unto his friends, a man where Yahweh said, according to the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter, he is the meekest man on earth. You mean to tell me that he's not the picture that we should seek and see? How to go before Yahweh to seek a way for us? 40 days and 40 nights. We are calling Israel to fast. And we will start this fast November the 9th. What else is it to hear? What else is it to know? What else is it to understand? What else do we have to show you? Well, let me show you one more thing anyway. In the book of Zephaniah, and we're going to keep drum beating. And we're going to keep bringing it to you. Then you will know. Then you will understand. If you follow on or not. Yahweh. Zephaniah, the second chapter. The first verse. Gather yourself together. Yea, gather together, O nation, not desire. We all can't come to the same place. So how can we gather ourselves together if we scatter it all over as we are today? What is it going to tell you? Before the decree bring forth, and what is the decree that brings forth? Yahweh is returning with his anger. What is the decree? It is time to seek Yahweh. Before the day passes as the chaff. In other words, before you get to the point, now it's another month. Now we 6 months down. Now we 7 months down. Now we another year down, and you still have not sought the Most High. Before the fierce anger of Yahweh comes upon you, because it's coming. Yahweh is angry, and Yahweh is justified in his anger. Before the day of Yahweh's anger comes upon you, seek you Yahweh. What you do you think we're talking about? All you meek of earth, which have worked his judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness. If they be, you shall be hidden in the day of Yahweh's anger. Forty nights. This is what we will do. This is why we will do it. These are the reasons we will do it. These are the ways we will do this thing. And all week long, we're going to talk about these ways. We're going to talk about these reasons so that you can understand that Yahweh, our Elohim, sent us to tell you the truth before it's too late. For it is time to seek Yahweh. So until it all, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.